cattle futures gained a little more ground Monday. Cattle slaughter and beef production continue significantly lower as packers and processors adjust to the ongoing fallout from COVID-19. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 5th of May. Cattle futures continued to edge higher to start the week, but with plenty of continued uncertainty surrounding supply chain disruptions. Live cattle futures closed an average of 65 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 98 cents higher, from 70 cents higher at the back to $1.32 higher. Wholesale beef values took another giant leap higher Monday as buyers chased the reduced supplies. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $32.60 higher Monday afternoon at $410.05 a hundredweight. Select was $19.53 higher at $376.66. That made the choice select spread $33.39. Corn futures closed mostly 2 to 3 cents lower, while soybean futures closed 11 to 13 cents lower through near SEP and then 4 to 9 cents lower. Recent stability in cattle futures helped underpin what was mostly higher calf and feeder cattle prices at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. For instance, through mid-session, feeder steers and heifers were selling $3 to $5 higher at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where there are an estimated 11,800 head. Similarly, steer calves weighing more than 550 pounds and yearling steers sold steady to $3 higher at Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, where there are 7,294 head. However, steers weighing less than 550 pounds and heifers weighing less than 600 pounds sold steady to $5 lower. Yearling heifers there sold steady. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steer calves sold from $2 higher to $4 lower at Russell Livestock Auction in Iowa. Heifer calves weighing less than 700 pounds traded $2 to $4 lower, but $4 to $10 higher at 700 to 900 pounds. There are 4,265 head on offer. Feeder steers sold steady to $4 higher at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota. Feeder heifers traded $5 to $10 higher, except for $10 to $20 higher at 5.5 to 650 pounds. There are 2,165 head on offer. Finally, steers weighing less than 850 pounds sold $6 to $10 higher at Tri-State Livestock Auction in McCook, Nebraska, where there are 1,200 head. Steers weighing more than 850 pounds sold steady to $1 lower. Heifers traded steady to $5 higher on a limited test of comparable offering. Major U.S. financial indices bounced back from early follow-through pressure Monday, buoyed by tech stocks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 26 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 12 points higher, and the NASDAQ closed 105 points higher. Cattle futures in recent days suggest increasing confidence that last week's executive order mandating meat and processing facilities remain open will help normalize supply chains eventually. In the meantime, cattle slaughter and beef production continue significantly lower year over year, while the backlog of fed cattle continues to build. Estimated cattle slaughter for the week ending May 2nd was 425,000 head, which was 38% less year over year, according to Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University. For the past 4 weeks, he says total cattle slaughter averaged 26.4% less than the same weeks last year, down 689,000 head, or a little more than a week's worth of cattle slaughter. Similarly, in his weekly market comments, Peel explains beef production was down 35% last week compared to a year earlier, and an average of 25% less for the past 4 weeks. Relative to the first 14 weeks of the year, before current COVID-19 production declines began, he says the combined 520 million pounds of reduced beef production over the last 4 weeks equates to losing a week's worth of production. Given when packing plant workers began to be impacted and the additional attention now focused on protecting worker health, it's likely that we are currently at or very near the worst point of packing plant disruptions, Peel says. However, he adds, it's unclear how fast plants will resume production levels in the coming weeks. In fact, he says, it's likely that the effective capacity will be reduced permanently, or certainly for the foreseeable future, because of the safety changes needed to packing plants. He continues, the impacts on cattle markets will linger for many weeks before backlogs are cleaned up and markets are current again. For consumers, Peel emphasizes, there is no shortage of beef in the country. Any shortages they encounter at retail or at food service will be temporary. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 5th of May. This is Wes Ishmal. Thanks for listening.